debasing practices which prevailed in the days of Noah, placing the inhabitants of that age beyond hope of salvation, are seen today. Now she's talking about Noah's day and the close of probation in this context, and she's saying that what leads men to that is when they begin to think the thoughts of the world, when they begin to place the chambers of their mind images of the earth, and it shuts the door to the images of heaven working to their favor. Now remember from our first presentation that we read from the Great Controversy 393 that the parable of the 10 virgins of Matthew 25 also illustrates the experience of the Adventist people, because we're going to look at a passage here that talks about these chambers of images, imagery again, but it's in the context of the 10 virgins. And the wise virgins are those that are illustrated in Ezekiel 9 and they're sealed, and the foolish virgins are in Ezekiel 8 and they're going to receive the mark of the beast. Jesus desires to efface the image of the earthly from the minds of his followers and to impress upon them the image of the heavenly, that they may become one with himself, reflecting his character and showing forth the praises of him who called them out of darkness into his marvelous light. If you have been permitted to stand in the presence of the Son of Righteousness, it is not that you may absorb and conceal the bright beams of Christ's righteousness, but that you may become a light to others. The enemy has men in our ranks through whom he works, that the light which has been permitted to shine upon the heart and illuminate the chambers of the mind may be darkened. There are persons who have received the precious light of the righteousness of Christ, but they do not act upon it. They are foolish virgins. They prefer the sophistry of the enemy rather than the plain, thus saith the Lord. When the blessing of God rested upon them in order that they might become channels of light, they did not go forward from light to greater light. They permitted doubt and unbelief to come in, so that the truth which they had seen became an uncertainty to them. Satan uses those who claim to believe the truth, but whose light has become darkness, as his medium to utter his falsehoods and transmit his darkness. They are foolish virgins indeed, choosing darkness rather than light and dishonoring God. The character we cultivate, the attitude we assume today, is fixing our future destiny. We are all making a choice either to be with the blessed inside the city of light or to be with the wicked outside the city. The principles which govern our actions on earth are known in heaven, and our deeds are faithfully chronicled in the books or record. It is there known whether our characters are after the order of Christ or the order of the arch-deceiver who caused rebellion in heaven. Are we wise virgins, or must we be classed among the foolish? This is the question which we are deciding today by our character and attitude. That which